There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 62 of The 80%. Today, I'm sharing practical tips to avoid impulse buying. This is actually the topic that I discussed during my most recent live stream on Kumu with Podcast Network Asia. What you'll hear is an audio recording of that live stream, and I hope you enjoy listening. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. So for today, our topic will be how to prevent yourself from impulse buying. Ayan, nako, ang mga tao ngayon, kahit na naka-quarantine or naka-stay lang sa bahay, ang dami pa rin mga instances na nag-impulse buy. Kasi, di ba, napaka-convenient mag-shop ngayon online. Tapos marami ni rin mga nagbebenta, nag-online selling. And yung isa kong kaibigan, may nakitang nag-online selling sa Facebook niya kagabi. Kahit na hindi niya planado, napabili siya ng dalawang t-shirt. No? So that's an example of impulse buy. But of course, once our economy really opens up and we are able to control the pandemic, nako, babalik na naman tayo sa paglabas at pagpunta sa mga mall. At yung every 2 weeks na sale ng mga mall, babalik na rin yan at mas mataas ang temptation natin na gumasto. So mas maganda na as early as now, we'll learn mga practical tips and strategies on how to avoid impulse buying. One of the reasons why it's important to be able to resist the temptation of buying something on impulse is because of what psychologists actually say as buyer's remorse. So ano yung buyer's remorse? This is the anxiety and regret that a person feels after making a purchase. So yung parang pinagsisisihan mo yung binili mo dahil number one, probably hindi mo naman pala talaga sa kailangan, nabudol ka lang. Yun yung term na sinasabi nila ngayon, nabudol lang. No? And of course, very prevalent ito kapag binili mo ng wala sa plano ang isang bagay. Lalo na kung yung binili mo is something that you cannot really afford. So we all feel this buyer's remorse and it's important for us to be able to control our urges to buy something that we don't need. Of course, overspending when shopping, when you're at the mall or in the grocery or in the department store and ngayon, no, online, it is a common money mistake that we all commit. So, hindi ka nag-iisa, lahat tayo napapabili ng wala sa plano. So, our tip number one is to avoid getting tempted. One of the most interesting things that I've learned pagdating sa psychology is meron tayo kasing parang animal instinct sa ating brain. Ibig sabihin, we are all trained to survive. So, yung pag nagugutom tayo, yung magkikick in yung instinct na yon at maghahanap tayo ng pagkain. So, pagdating dun sa part of our brain or part of our psychology na medyo animal instinct, ang sinasabi ng mga psychologists is it's very important to manage it by actually avoiding the temptation. So, tip number one is avoid getting tempted. So, don't go to the mall when you don't need to buy anything. Yung mga pupunta sa mall para magpalamig, nako, very prone yan sa impulse buying. And if you must, kung kailangan mo talagang punta sa mall, for example, pupunta ka sa department store o sa grocery kasi meron kang kailangan bilhin, iwasan mo na yung mga favorite mo na mga tindahan. So avoid going to the favorite stores just to see what's there. May mga friends ako, tingnan natin baka may sale. Nako, ano na yan, very, very dangerous kasi mapapa-impulse buy ka. It's also the same with our shopping apps. So kung wala ka naman talagang kailangan bilhin, huwag mong bubuksan, no? Kung pwede nga, i-delete mo muna. I-install mo na lang ulit kapag meron ka talagang kailangan bilhin. So pwede mo munang i-delete or itago mo. Huwag mo ilagay sa homepage ng phone mo yung mga shopping apps mo. And of course, kung pwede rin, i-off din natin yung notification nila. Kasi di ba minsan, ang dami nilang notification. Talagang ini-invite ka nila na i-open mo yung app. So of course, we are trying to avoid the temptation because probably wala talaga sa budget natin or we don't really have plans of buying anything that we need. Our second tip or tip number two is to self-check with questions. So kailangan mo ng self-awareness kasi ang kalaban mo talaga dito is financial discipline mo. And for me, from my experience, meron tayong tatlong questions na very effective sa akin to control myself from buying something on impulse. The first question that I ask myself is, kahapon ba kailangan ko to? Or last week ba hinahanap ko to? Naisip ko ba tong bilhin last month? So kung hindi mo naman talaga siya kailangan kahapon or never mong naisip na kailangan mo yung bagay na yon, probably hindi mo talaga siya kailangan at hindi mo siya kailangan bilhin ngayon. Okay, so that's the first question that I ask myself. Did I need this yesterday or was I looking for this last week? Did I even think about this last month? The second question that you can ask yourself is, what will happen if I do not buy this? Anong mangyayari kung hindi ko itong bilhin? Guguho ba yung mundo mo kapag hindi mo binili yung item na yon? Masisira ba ang buhay mo? I'm very sure hindi. So, just telling yourself that nothing bad will happen if I don't buy this. So that realization will help you in avoiding the temptation. So may nakita kang sale na sapatos, ang ganda-ganda, gusto mong bilhin. Pero tanongin mo yung sarili mo, ano mangyayari kapag hindi ko to binili? Itatakwil ba ako ng mga friends ko kapag wala akong bagong sapatos? I don't think mangyayari naman yon. So that is also something that can help you avoid the temptation of buying something on impulse. And the third question is, you have to ask yourself, bakit ko siya bibilhin? Sometimes, and of course, very popular yung concept ng retail therapy. Sometimes we go shopping, sometimes we buy something on impulse because deep inside, we are angry, we are bored, or we are depressed, or not feeling our best. So pagdating sa retail therapy, studies have shown that it does work. So nakakatulong talaga na ma-alleviate yung ating feelings or ang ating emotions. It really feels good to buy something. However, studies have also shown na yung masarap na pakiramdam kapag may binili ka or yung pagsa-shopping, it doesn't really last long. So it's a temporary solution to a problem na in fact, there are a lot of things that you can do to deal with these negative emotions. Ibig sabihin, kung gusto mo mag-shopping kasi feeling mo nalulungkot ka or feeling mo nabubore ka, wala kang magawa, minsan yung self-awareness natin, it can really help us find other ways to manage these emotions. Ako, pag nabubore ako, ang ginagawa ko, I go to Instagram, I try to look at the artistic photos ng mga fina-follow ko or yung mga accounts na nagpo-post ng mga artwork. Para sa akin, it really helps me pass the time. May mga kilala rin ako na, yun nga, they're feeling a bit lonely because of the pandemic. Of course, this has really taken a toll on our mental health. I tell them na instead na magbukas ka ng shopping app mo, why not just talk to a friend? Send a chat message to a friend of yours tapos magkwentuhan na lang kayo. And a few minutes, you'll feel better. Plus, yung temptation din na mag-browse through the different items that are on sale ay mawawala, it will pass by. So you have to ask yourself, why am I feeling the need to shop? Is it because I really need to buy something? Or is it because I am trying to use yung retail therapy to manage a negative emotion? And of course, it is important to remember that there are many ways to handle or manage our emotions, our negative emotions. May mga techniques and strategies na libre, hindi mo kailangan gumastos para to be able to take care of our sense of well-being. Okay, so that's our tip number two. Self-check yourself with these three questions that I mentioned. Our tip number three is to implement some spending rules. Okay, so pwede tayong gumawa ng mga rules for ourselves when we are going out or when we are shopping. Okay, one of the best strategies that I've found is to always pay in cash. Especially kapag talagang kapos ang budget mo, itago mo muna yung credit card mo. Huwag mong dalhin yung ATM mo sa loob ng grocery or sa loob ng mall. Ang ginagawa ko kapag nag-grocery ako at talagang very strict yung aking budget, wini-withdraw ko na sa ATM yung budget ko for the grocery. Tapos yung ATM ko, ang credit card ko, iniiwanan ko sa wallet ko. Yung wallet ko, iniiwanan ko sa kotse. Tapos hindi ko siya dinadala sa loob. So pag nag-grocery ako at may nakita akong very tempting na bilhin, sasabihin ko, naku, kakapusin ako ng pera. Hassle naman, di ba, kung pupunta pa ako sa kotse para bayaran or kunin yung ATM ko kasi may mga binili akong extra. So kung wala ka namang kotse, okay lang, iwanan mo yung bag mo dun sa package counter kasi hassle pa rin yun. Nasa cashier ka na, tapos biglang nagkulang yung pera mo, di ba? Nakakahiya sasabihin mo dun sa cashier na, ay, sandali lang, kukunin ko yung bag ko dun sa package counter kasi nandun yung ATM ko, nandun yung credit card ko. So it's really an effective way for me na ang dadalhin mo lang na pera ay eksakto dun sa kailangan mong bilhin, lalo na kapag nag-grocery ka. Sa grocery, marami ding instances kasi ng mga impulse buying. Kapag may mga nakita tayong favorite nating chichirya or yung favorite nating chocolate, nako, ayan, very tempting na bumili on impulse. Isa pang tip na pwede kong ma-share sa inyo ay have a list when you're going to the grocery or if you're going to the mall to buy something. Ilista nyo yung mga kailangan nyong bilhin kasi it gives you a psychological guidance, some sort of a reminder for yourself na ito lang ang kailangan mong bilhin. So, pag may nakita kang bagay na wala sa listahan mo, ikaw na mismo ang nagsulat nun eh. And it's a reminder for yourself na, oy, hindi mo pwedeng bilhin yan kasi hindi mo naman talaga dapat binibili ngayon yan or hindi mo naman talaga kailangan yan. Alright? Isang hack na na-realize ko na very effective din, especially when you're in the grocery, is kung pwede, huwag tayong gumamit ng malaking shopping cart or huwag tayong gumamit ng basket. There are times na pupunta ako ng grocery kasi may bibilin lang akong one or two items. Dahil one or two items lang yung bibilhin ko, hindi na ako kukuha ng basket, hindi na ako kukuha ng shopping cart. Kasi the temptation to get more items is high kapag nakita mo yung basket mo na walang masyadong laman, di ba? May kaibigan ako, bibili lang ng chichirya, isang chichirya lang kasi nga manunod kami ng sine. And then, instead of buying yung chips dun sa sinihan kasi mahal dun, di ba? We went to the grocery para dun na lang mas mura. So, sabi ko sa kanya, wag ka na kumuha ng basket. Kunin mo na lang yung chips na gusto mo tsaka yung drinks na gusto mo, tapos punta na tayo. Pero hindi nakinig sa akin. Kumuha talaga siya ng basket. So pagdating namin sa cashier, meron siyang dalawang chips, meron siyang isang chocolate, at saka meron siyang malaki na size ng drink. So sabi ko, oh, parang nag-grocery ka, ang dami niya. Hindi mo naman lahat yan mauubos sa sinihan. And sabi niya, ay hindi, siguro para meron akong chichirya sa bahay. So again, it was, the temptation was high kasi nakita niya yung basket niya, walang laman. And psychologically, we want to fill that void.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to remind you of Lazada's birthday sale on March 27. Of course, we want to avoid buying on impulse, so take this opportunity to plan your purchases and list your necessities as early as now. Katulad nung mommy friend ko who always buys diapers and other baby essentials during these online sales. And just a reminder, pwede ka na mag-add to cart ngayon pa lang and then check out on March 27 to get the lowest price discounts. See all the items on sale by going to bit.ly/buylazada. That's bit.ly/buylazada. Again, that's bit.ly/buylazada, all small letters. You can type that on your browser or just click the link on the episode description and it will automatically open your Lazada mobile app to the best Lazada birthday deals. One last tip. Use the Lazada app when shopping dahil merong mga mobile-only deals available. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode.
So there's an interesting book that was written. The title of this book was Why We Buy, The Science of Shopping. And dito sa libro na to, sinabi na if you want to avoid buying something on impulse, kung pwede, huwag kang makikipag-usap sa sales lady or sa salesman. So try to not interact with the salesperson. Kasi itong mga salespeople na to, they are trained to tempt you into buying something. So kapag nasa department store ka, lalo-lalo na kapag nagtitingin ka lang, ayan, pag may lumapit sa yung salesperson, you can just tell them na tumitingin lang ako, I will call you if I need help. Okay? So para ano tayo, respectful and gentle yung ating pagtaboy sa kanila. And yung temptation itself, napakalaki din kapag hinawakan mo yung bagay na hindi mo naman balak bilhin. If you see something that is interesting inside the store or while going through a grocery aisle, put your hands inside your pocket while you look and avoid handling the item. From the same book, kapag hinawakan mo isang bagay, the chances of you of buying that item goes up. It's also the same pag nasa mall tayo tapos yung naku, susukatin ko lang itong damit. Oy, try ko lang itong sapatos na to. The chances or the probability of you in buying that item also goes up kapag sinubukan mo, tinry mo, sinukat mo yung nakita mong item. So, try to avoid that, especially if wala ka naman talagang budget para bumili. Diba? Tapos, very popular din sa mga groceries yung mga namimigay ng sample or nagpapademo. Yun din, no? Kung may nakita kang item na dinidemo or nagpapa-taste test ng isang bagay na hindi mo naman talaga plano bilhin, you have to control yourself from trying that product. Dahil, bakit ba nila ginagawa to? Bakit ginagawa to ng mga promodizers? Because they've found out na it is a very effective way to convince buyers or convince shoppers to purchase the item that they're selling. So again, kung wala naman talaga sa listahan mo, wala sa plano mo, huwag ka nang makitaste test, huwag mo na tingnan, huwag ka na manood ng product demo nila. Okay? Isa pang tip ko sa inyo when you're shopping is, pag nasa cashier na kayo, di ba ang sabi nila mga impulse rack or mga impulse items yung malapit sa cashier? Kasi syempre minsan mahaba yung pila nung cashier, makikita mo dun sa may cashier may mga chewing gum, may mga chocolates, may mga battery, toothbrush, magazines, etc. As much as possible, kung hindi mo rin naman talaga kailangan, huwag mo na silang tingnan. I think this is very easy for everyone to do. Nilalabas ko yung cellphone ko tapos nagtitingin na lang ako sa social media. I try to see kung may nag-message ba sa akin, etc. So it helps me avoid looking around and seeing something na matempt pa ako na bilhin. Tip number 4 is make a list of the items that you need to buy. So this is always a tip that people give if you want to avoid buying something that is not important. Pero I see a lot of people not doing it anyway. So let's have the discipline of making a list. So maraming advantages ang paggawa ng listahan. Kasi unang-una, yung listahan dapat sa bahay natin ginagawa. And especially when we are going to the grocery, ilista na natin lahat ng kailangang bilhin kasi we have the time to go around the house to check kung ano ba talaga yung mga kailangan natin. Right? Kasi dati, nung hindi ako gumagawa ng listahan, dalas mangyari na nadodoble yung binibili ko tapos may mga kailangan ako na hindi ko nabibili. So always make a to-buy list when shopping and constantly remind yourself to stick to it while you're out. And pwede tayong maglista ng mga talagang kailangan natin, yung mga needs list natin. Kasi kapag nasa labas tayo tapos na-tempt tayo na may bilhin na wala naman sa listahan natin, it serves as an effective reminder na, teka, bilhin mo muna itong mga kailangan mo bago mo bilhin yung hindi mo namang kailangan. No? Minsan, siyempre, makikita natin, uy, ano, nakasale itong item na to. Okay? And we try to rationalize it by saying to ourselves na, makakamura ako kapag binili ko to. However, as an example, if a 1,000 peso item is suddenly being sold at 700 pesos, so 30% discount, hindi ibig sabihin ay nakatipid ka ng 300 pesos. In fact, napagastos ka ng 700 pesos kasi hindi mo naman kailangan yung item. Of course, if what you're buying is something that you really need, then indeed, you were able to save 300 pesos. But if it's not something that you planned to buy, it's not something in your needs list, then you did not save 300 pesos. You actually spent 700 pesos on something that was not important or unnecessary. So, para naman kumpiyansa, kasi syempre, hindi naman pwedeng KJ tayo, I also have a wants list. So, ginagamit ko yung cellphone ko sa notepad ko. Nililista ko doon yung mga bagay na feeling ko ay gusto kong bilhin kapag may extra budget ako. Lalong-lalo na sa pag nasa mall ako, tapos may nakita akong gusto kong bilhin. Instead of me buying it, instead of me going inside and trying out yung nakita kong shirt or nakita kong sapatos, nilalagay ko nilang doon sa notepad app ko na, ito mga wants list ko or ito yung wish list ko. So minsan, just by writing down yung mga wish list mo, it already satisfy a craving for you to buy that item. Nakakatulong yan na ma-avoid yung temptation kasi sa utak mo, parang nakuha mo na rin siya kasi nilista mo siya, di ba? Tapos, ang use niyan para sa akin is sometimes I find myself na may extra money pala ako. Pag nag-budget ako, nakita ko na, uy, medyo naging matipid ako ngayong buwan na to, meron akong extra, let's just say, uy, meron akong extra 3,000 pesos. So instead of me thinking na ano bang mabibili ko dito, I just go back to my wish list and then try to see ano ba dito yung mga gusto pwede kong mabili dun sa extra money na natipid ko, di ba? So that's also a good way to reward yourself kasi naging matipid ka sa paggastos mo, di ba? So hindi tayo KJ, hindi natin sinasabi na pag hindi mo kailangan huwag mong bilhin. Ang sinasabi ko is unahin mo munang bilhin yung mga kailangan mo, tapos kung may extra money ka, then go ahead and buy the things that you want. But to be able to buy the things that you really want, you can definitely create your wish list or your want list. Kasi na-experience ko na yan dati na meron akong extra money, tapos sige, bibili ako ng t-shirt. Tapos pagbili ko ng t-shirt, na-realize ko na, naku, oo nga pala. So, naisip ko na sayang, dapat hindi na lang pala ako bumili nitong mga damit. Nung bumili ako ng polo tsaka shirt na panlabas pang gimmick. Sabi ko, dapat pala inipon ko na lang to kasi gusto ko ng bagong sapatos. So, if we create our wish list, it will help remind us of the things that we want and we will avoid buying something on impulse na at that moment lang natin nagustuhan. Diba? Also, when we create a wish list, we also realize na yung mga bagay na dating gusto natin bilhin, after a week, after 2 weeks, nawawala na yung novelty niya na, ay, hindi ko naman pala talaga siya gusto bilhin. So, that's our tip number 4. Create a list. Marami tayong iba't ibang klaseng list. Meron tayong list ng mga kailangan natin bilhin. Mga list din ng mga gusto nating bilhin. The final tip that I would like to share with you is you have to take care of your finances. So, take care of your personal finance, because if you are able to manage your finances well, if you are able to manage your finances better, then definitely, makaka-create ka ng budget pambili ng mga bagay na gusto mong bilhin. So, allocate a budget for discretionary expenses. Kung marunong ka mag-budget, kung marunong ka gumawa ng spending plan, definitely, pwede kang maglagay doon ng allocation para sa mga bagay na pwede mong bilhin on impulse. Ako, actually, yun yung ginagawa ko. Kapag pupunta ako sa mall na mamamasyal, quote-unquote, mamamasyal, magpapalamig sa aircon, I give myself, sige, meron akong 300 pesos. And itong 300 pesos na to, this is actually within my spending plan. Talagang binudget ko to. Anong bibiling ko dito sa 300 pesos na to? Bahala na. Kung ano yung gusto ko, pag may nakita akong gusto ko, I can definitely buy it. Basta pasok sa 300 pesos. So, you can create a budget. You can allocate a budget for discretionary expenses. So, this allows you to have a guiltless shopping experience whenever you see something that you want. And pagpunta sa grocery, ako usually, I allow myself to buy something on impulse basta less than 100 pesos. So parang ganon. And siyempre, isang item lang. I can afford to do this because I take the time to budget my money so that I have extra budget to guiltlessly spend on these items. Another mindset that is very important na nakita kong nakatulong din sa akin is having that minimalist mindset. So realize that the less clutter you have and the simpler your life is, the easier it is to manage your finances. And kapag sinabi nating minimalist, ang impression ng mga tao is yung wala halos gamit, no? Yung napakasimple ng bahay, etc. Pero this is a misconception. I've talked to actual minimalists, and one of the principles that they try to follow in their life is ang bibilin lang nila ng mga gamit ay yung meron talagang value sa buhay nila. So whenever we are out to buy something, we can ask ourselves, can this item bring us long-term joy, long-term satisfaction, long-term fulfillment? Ilang beses ba natin itong gagamitin? Ilang beses ba natin itong magagamit? Magagamit ba natin ito ng matagal? Makakapagbigay ba ito ng maraming good or and happy memories sa buhay natin? So, of course, we are referring to items na unnecessary. Siyempre, kung bibili ka ng isang bagay na importante sa buhay mo or kailangan mo talaga siya, necessity mo talaga siya, then dapat binabudgetan mo siya tapos binibili mo siya. But for items na unnecessary, it is something that you simply want, it helps to ask yourself, what value can this item bring in my life? And lastly, when it comes to our personal finance, maganda rin na we set goals for ourselves. So define and save for a goal and constantly remind yourself of those goals, because reminding yourself what you're saving your money for in the future will definitely help you gain the proper mindset to resist impulse buying. Those are all the tips that I wanted to share. For today, we discussed different ways on how to prevent yourself from impulse buying. I gave you several tips. So try to avoid getting tempted. That's our first tip. Our second tip is to self-check yourself with questions. Particularly, ask yourself, bakit mo ba kailangan bilhin to? And then our third tip is to implement some spending rules. Our fourth tip is to make a list. So, meron tayong to-buy list, meron tayong mga wants list, wish list para mag-guide tayo sa mga bibili natin. And the last tip is to take care of our personal finance. So, if you are able to manage your finances better, then you can definitely create a budget for items that you want that will enhance your life.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you can join me next time when I live stream on Kumu. You can go to bit.ly/downloadKumu. That's KUMU. To get the app today and then follow me at BroadFits. Kung may natutulan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again in our next episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.